people in City World gave up the notion of free thought a long time ago. But there are still a few skeptics, mostly members of the press. So Klingsor needed a spin doctor with special talents. Her name is Kundray. She's Lance's fiance and Klingsor's spin doctor, and she really knows how to hold a press conference.
From Senator Peter Klingsor's office, here is Miss Kundray to answer all your questions.
Good morning, gentlemen. Good to see you, Bob. Lost a little weight, I see. Hello, John. How's the wife? Be sure to say hello for me. Gentlemen, please, I'll answer all your questions. But first, allow me to say, it's a real pleasure to be with you all on such a historic day. As you all know, we have successfully completed the next great step for humankind. Thanks to Peter Klingsor, we have freed the body. Freed the body from the mind.
Miss Kundray, did Senator Klingsor really upload those people?
Spin doctor, tell me what I heard.
Penetrate the meaning,
just give me a word. Spin doctor, tell me what is real. Tell me who to count on,
tell me what to feel.
And the spin doctor sits there, spinning tails. And the anchor's smile, it never, never, never fails. That the web of lies is so complex.
I hear rumors that a revolutionary force is gaining power in the outer world.
Well, Dan, I'm sure that would be true if they figured out how to live without oxygen. We all know there hasn't been oxygen in the outer world for 50 years.
But I heard they have breathing stations now.
Well, Diane, you're a fine investigative reporter. Oh, why don't you go outside and let us all know? Next question.
Well, how's our oxygen holding up?
Well, you look quite fit.
Yeah, the only time he has trouble breathing is when he gets close to you.
Oh, well, I've got to wait for that.
Spin doctor, tell me what I see. Tell me if you're lying, bring the truth to me. Spin doctor, single out the lies. I don't know where to look and I don't believe my eyes.
After the press conference, our hero, Lance, is more upset than ever about the uploading of 300 souls onto the World Wide Web. So he decides to take comfort in the arms of his fiancée, Miss Kundray, who, we find out, can play any role that's assigned to her. Once Lance is asleep, she gets a phone call from Klingsor, who lets her in on a little secret.
Listen to me, set you free. We'll leave the past behind. Who do you want me to be tonight? The light, shall I be shy and let you cry, or shall I make you beg for more? I'll close the curtains and the light and take you somewhere else tonight, so shut the door and we'll explore. you want me to be tonight?
Hello, it's me.
2:45.
Is my nephew asleep?
I think there's something wrong. He questions everything we do.
Condré, it's time you knew.
Why do you keep the truth from me? What is it I don't know?
My nephew thinks the power's in his words. But the truth is something more. That's not what I use him for.
What do you mean? What kind of power could this weak man have?
The crystal only works when he's online. He's the one who holds the key to our immortality. My poor nephew, he doesn't even know what he's done for me.
Who do you want me to be tonight? Who shall he find when he turns out the light?
I think I'll leave it to you, my dear. A little fantasy's called for here. Are things clear?
Very clear. Lance, my dear, my tortured man, I'm coming to your bed. So you're asleep, it's just as well. The feelings are all dead. But on your face I see the thoughts. Your dreams are still awake. Where is your soul? Where is your mind? Why do you twist and turn and shake?
As they say, the plot thickens. We now find out that the uploading process only works when Lance is at the controls. That he and the crystal somehow work together. A fact about which he is blissfully ignorant. And it becomes even more important for Klingsor to keep Lance alive and under his control until he can find a way to work the uploading without him. Our next chapter in our Grail journey will find our hero, Lance, at a crossroads. He finally confronts Klingsor in a drunken rage and meets a woman from the Resistance who will change his life by dragging him kicking and screaming out of his safe little perfect world. For those of you who want to hear the full songs or can't wait to find out what happens next, either go to iTunes and download the double album of Grail, the sci-fi rock musical, or go to Amazon.com and buy the double CD. Until the next time, this is Dr. A signing off.